But protection at the cost of expansion is not protection at all. You were trained to keep yourself smaller so that others could feel more comfortable. Think of the moments you've second-guessed yourself in a meeting, in a relationship, or even in a casual conversation. How often have you swallowed a comment, held back a thought, or softened a statement so it wouldn't come across as too much? These are not random choices. They are conditioned reflexes. You don't even realize you're doing it until someone points out the pattern. And here's the most subtle piece. Shrinking often disguises itself as kindness or humility. You tell yourself you're being considerate, that you don't want to hog attention, that you're letting others shine. But underneath, it's not generosity, it's fear. Fear of rejection, fear of being labeled difficult, fear of losing love or approval if you take up too much space. This is why so many women end up waiting to be noticed instead of stepping forward. They hope that being agreeable will eventually be rewarded with recognition. But recognition doesn't come to those who stay quiet. It comes to those who dare to be visible. And until you see the invisible rules you've been following, you can't break them. There's another layer, too. Modern culture rewards women for effort, not for presence. You're taught to earn worthiness through overgiving, overworking, and overproving. The result? You bend yourself into a shape that fits everyone else's needs while forgetting your own. Playing small doesn't only show up in romance. It shows up in career, friendships, even in how you hold your body when you walk into a room. Think about how often you minimize your achievements when someone compliments you, how you say, "It was nothing," or "I just got lucky," instead of standing tall in your success. This isn't humility. It's the residue of conditioning that whispers, "Don't make others uncomfortable by being too proud." And yet, the cost is steep. By shrinking, you unintentionally train others to treat you as optional. When you make yourself small, you leave space for others to take the credit, the spotlight, the authority. And then you wonder why you feel invisible, passed over, or chosen last. Here's the truth. You didn't choose smallness. It was chosen for you long before you were aware. But now that you see it, the choice is back in your hands. When you start to notice the moments you play small, it can feel uncomfortable. At first, it might even feel like betrayal to yourself to finally see the places where you've been dimming your own light. But this discomfort is proof that you are waking up to patterns that have lived in the background for too long. Awareness is the first step to undoing them. One of the clearest signs that you've been conditioned into shrinking is how quickly you abandon your own desires in the presence of others. You may feel a pull to share an idea, to set a boundary, or to express excitement, but then you silence yourself because you're afraid of the reaction. This silence feels small in the moment, but over time, it accumulates. Each time you swallow your truth, you reinforce the idea that your needs are secondary. It shows up in your body, too. Notice the way your shoulders might curve inward when you walk into a crowded space, or how you keep your voice lower when speaking to authority figures. These are not random quirks. They are physical expressions of a mental program that says, "Blend in, don't stand out, avoid risk." And when your body reflects this message, people around you respond accordingly. The impact stretches far beyond relationships or dating. It influences how you negotiate at work, how you network, how you allow yourself to be visible on social media, even how you approach personal goals. Playing small is not only about men or romance. It is about how you approach life itself. If you are always waiting for permission, you never become the author of your own story. The reason this conditioning is so powerful is because it masquerades as politeness and safety. You may tell yourself that you're being agreeable, but at its core, it is avoidance of discomfort. True confidence is not about never feeling discomfort. It is about choosing not to be ruled by it. That means leaning into the risk of being seen, even when part of you fears judgment. This shift starts with a simple but radical acknowledgement. You cannot